وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were talking about greed and giving and generosity in the previous episodes. And we were saying that with greed, what it does, it destroys the faith of a believer. Why? Because it destroys humanity. It destroys society. When we have people who do not give and they are not generous, then we have a lot of deprived, poor people. Islam is one of these religions that focused mainly on akhlaq. It focused on akhlaq even more than ibadah, more than worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what matters to Him the most is how I and you deal with our fellow human beings. Our akhlaq is what will going to get us into heaven, not how much we pray. Prayer is required, it's wajib, we have wajibat. But what gets me to heaven is how much I help my other fellow human beings. So even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he made the saying and the quote, the famous quote, he said, إِنَّمَا بُعُثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent to perfect morality. And morality will not be perfected unless a person makes generosity as one of his traits, and he makes stinginess and greed as one of his main enemies in life. He needs to be an open hand to give to those who are in need. And we read the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where he says, لا يجتمع الإيمان والبخل في قلب امرئ. A mu'min, in his heart, there will be no iman, belief in Allah, and greed at the same time. Impossible. So Islam came to eradicate all these moral vices from the hearts and the souls of people so they can help their other fellow human beings. Because moral vices are usually done against people, not against Allah. We sin against Allah, but moral vices are against people. For example, backbiting, lying, cheating, greed, and all these things are against other fellow human beings. So Islam came to perfect me and you in the sense that wants me and you to deal with one another in the best of manners. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, what gets people into heaven most is their akhlaq. As simple as that. And me and you, we've read so much stories about people who are not even Muslims that would have done an act of kindness and Allah would put them in heaven. Simple as that. And we have a lot of people who are in hell and they are, you know, they were mu'mineen and worshippers, but their akhlaq was bad. They would not give. So we have to be very careful when it comes to the concept of akhlaq in ourselves. We need to be giving. We need to look after our fellow human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the giver. So I have nothing to worry about if I give. He will always give me more and more in return. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we were saying that with stinginess and greed is the source of everything bad in society and corruption in society. Because when people face poverty, when people face need, they would resort to stealing, they would resort to committing adultery, they would resort to fornication, they would resort to many sins, you name it. I have a list of things in my mind, but obviously I can't say them. But think of the things that people do out of need, out of necessity. They need to survive, and they are not any better. They have nowhere else to go. There's no one to help them. So what do? They go commit crimes. They go commit sins for the sake of feeding themselves. So hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he says, al-bukhlu jami'un limasawa al-uyub. Stinginess and greed encompasses every faults in the heart. So all the faults that are moral diseases, the key to them and the one that brings them all together and gathers them is stinginess and greed. And he says, وَهُوَ زِمَامٌ يُقَادُ بِهِ لِكُلِّ سُوءٍ. It is like a steering wheel that leads a person to everything bad. Become stingy, become greedy, and you are going on the fastest way to all the sins. وَلَيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ. So obviously, we don't want to go that path. So the cause and the source of every sin and moral sin, and I should say social sin, is the fact that people have greed. As mu'mineen, as believers, we need to work on ourselves. We need to cleanse our hearts, because greed is the opposite of iman. Greed is the opposite of islah, rectifying, reform. It's against having to care about people. Greed is darkness. It's against generosity. It's against helping other fellow human beings. So we need to move away from that. We need to first ourselves, we need to learn to give. At the same time, we need to encourage others to give. And giving, it doesn't have to be, daunting task. No one's asking for me and you to pay all we have, or to, go bankrupt. But at least learn to prove to Allah that in our money, there's haqqun lissa'ili wal ma'loom, as the Quran says. Fi amwalihim haqqun lissa'ili wal ma'loom. There's a portion of my money that I give to other people. I give sadaqah. I help. When I hear someone is in need, I give them. When I hear that someone needs, an operation, for example, I give. When I hear someone needs food, I give. When I hear that someone needs to build a house, I give. I'd be among those people. So no one's saying to me, give everything that you have and live a life of poverty for the sake of making others happy. We're not saying do that. But at the same time, give. And sometimes if a person doesn't, says, well, I have nothing to give. Sometimes just giving a simple thing will do the job. Sometimes it's giving $1 or $2 is enough for Allah to count you among those who are givers. And sometimes even the hadith where people ask the Prophet, we have nothing to give, and sadaqah, he says, smile. Smiling is a sadaqah. A good word is a sadaqah. So sometimes even if it's not money you have to give, you can comfort a person with your words. A person who's in need, a person who's in poverty, comfort them. That is also a form of giving to make this world a better place. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله